right. Well, Alex told me to keep this short because he wanted to go swimming, so we'll try to do that. I don't know if you've had the experience of riding with your spouse and you are 100% sure you know where you're going. You've been there before. You know how to get there. And you're driving and you hear this voice say, "You're going the wrong way." And you think, "No, I'm not. I know exactly where I'm going." And all of a sudden you realize, "Crap, I'm lost. I must have made a wrong turn." Because you realize you're on a cul-de-sac. And you get down to the end, there's that little circle. You're like, I don't know. So you try to make your way back, and you're kind of... Well, I think that's what we got going today in all three of the readings. We got the people of Israel in the first reading. We got St. Paul in the second reading. And then we got this family in the third reading. The children of Israel ended up going down the wrong road. St. Paul, he was going down the wrong road. And this family was, you know, I mean, the definition of putting fun back in dysfunctional, right? Often, and I have to laugh at myself because I've gone down those roads. I've ended up down those cul-de-sacs in my life. And there's two things that I say to myself. Number one is, how did I get here? And then the second thing that I have to admit is, well, gee, it seemed like a good idea at the time. How many of us have gone down the wrong road in our life? Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Maybe it was a relationship. Maybe it was a choice. Maybe it's an ongoing pattern of behavior. And we just don't know how to get out of it. And a lot of times, these wrong roads that we go down, we don't even tell other people about. We hate to admit it to ourselves. Maybe the people that are closest to us, they don't even know because we don't talk about it. And it may well be that we're very ashamed of it. But you know, it seemed like a good idea at the time. I would offer you that those cracks in your life, those painful places, those broken places, are exactly where God enters. Through your most broken place. Several months ago, I offered the reflection that the big lie doesn't have anything to do with politics. The big lie is all of us here believing in our hearts that somehow our sin, our bad choices, our times of, gee, it seemed like a good idea at the time, that that's somehow bigger than God's love. And it's not. You know, the second reading where St. Paul says, you know, I was a persecutor, I was a blasphemer. I mean, he was a bad guy. I mean, he felt very self-righteous. And he went out and he killed Christians and persecuted the church. And then he had what often is called in Alcoholics Anonymous a moment of clarity where you realize that you've gone down the wrong road. That's what the younger brother in the story of the prodigal did. Says coming to his senses. It's like, oh, I've gone down the wrong road, seemed like a good idea at the time. What the heck am I doing here? That's a moment of clarity. When you have those moments of clarity like that, don't take them for granted. They're a gift to you. It's like, oh, okay, I get it. Don't believe the big lie that somehow your failure, your brokenness is bigger than God's love, because it is absolutely not. St. Paul says, this I'm telling you. Listen to this, what I'm telling you. Jesus Christ came into this world to save sinners. Boom. That's me. That's absolutely me. I loved Pope Francis when he came out and introduced himself when he was installed as Pope. He says, my name is Francis, and I am a sinner, and that's not just a figure of speech. So if you feel that you are a sinner, man, welcome to the club. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. If I swim out into that pond, it seems like a good idea at the time. However, I get out into the middle and I realize I don't have enough strength to get back. I don't know what the heck I was thinking. I got out there and I can't get back, and I am about to drown. A lifeguard would really be good about that point. Someone comes out and pulls me in. Now, the person that pulled me in, it wasn't their bad choices that got me out into that water. It was mine. But they went out and got me and brought me back in. If I'm swimming laps out there, and all of a sudden Steve comes out and grabs me, I'm going to go, what are you doing, dude? I'm just swimming laps. See, in that moment, I'm good. I'm motoring on. I don't need a lifeguard at that point. When I need the lifeguard is when I'm drowning. That's why in your brokenness, you are like the drowning man or woman. That it's at that point. And do we have to be humble to get to that point? Absolutely. Do we have to be honest? Again, going back to Alcoholics Anonymous, the one thing that they say that is required in terms of this program, this 12-step program, is one thing: honesty. Be honest. And that's the challenge for us, because often I'm not going to be honest, because you know what? It isn't my fault, it's Mark's fault. If it hadn't been for Mark, I'd have been okay. You can be a country, you can be an individual, or you can be a family, as represented in our readings today. And you can be broken. You can make bad choices. You can go down the cul-de-sacs of life. But as St. Paul says, remember this, and I tell you, Jesus Christ came into this world to save sinners. And I'm glad he did. In the name of the Father, and the